glacial in its own, the shape and forms of the land now mainly is caused by, as I say, ice. But not all the shapes are, you know, there's very little of Inishowen that hasn't been touched by man. Now, the more fertile areas of Inishowen are the latest to have been cleared. Again, man's input into it and the clearings of land. To understand glaciation and, more importantly, the retreat of the ice, there were periods when it may have disappeared a lot faster, leaving deeper areas of soil. On the hilltops, for example, where it would have remained and then disappeared pretty fast, you have debris, I think it's called moraine, left on the top of hills like Sleashnacht, right Racton Moor, the two highest points in Inishowen. But on the lower lands, you had this steady form of land. This land was uninhabited like for 2,000 years after the ice. You know, so you had this build-up of soil from the trees, you know, from flooding. So you had enough of stuff going on here. The land itself is very, very fertile. And then with much improvement, of course, over the years. Inishowen itself always has been populated from the earliest movement of people, 8,000 years. Up until the point, let's take to the point of pre-famine Ireland of the 1840s. The population of Inishowen was given at around 60,000 to 70,000. We know this figure, we take this figure from the fact that when they built the workhouse in Carndonagh to deal with the poor and the impoverished, they were dealing with a population and a catchment area of Inishowen of somewhere in the region of 70,000. Population today here in 2008 in Inishowen is still only 31,000.